The Turkish novelist Orhan Pamuk tells the story of a man who rides a bus into the mountains. A snowstorm closes the roads behind him, and he's trapped in a remote city, a place as self-contained as one of those glass snow globes. Except that the people inside are convinced that outsiders are watching them through the glass and laughing. Pamuk's work is fiction, but he says his countrymen do worry about what the Western world thinks.
This kind of worry about what the others and other nations, and especially Western nations, think about us is a general, constant worry of the majority of humanity. Americans don't have it. I wish they had it more. We Europeans are worried about what the Americans think of them, but actually the rest of humanity is constantly worried about what Americans and Europeans think of them, because in the end, these are vital issues for them.
Pamuk's novel is called Snow. The award-winning writer's latest work does encourage an American reader to think about what is happening in Turkey, which is a critical U.S. ally. Pamuk describes a city full of Islamic fundamentalists. They're brutally held down by the military, by undercover police, and by torture. Orhan Pamuk set his novel in an eastern Turkish city called Kars, which he visited in the 1990s.
Kars is a real city, but some people thought that it was my invention because there is a slightly surrealistic side to it, too. Before I went there, I get in touch with one of the major Turkish newspapers, get myself a journalistic card. I got in touch with the local mayor, with the police, just to make sure that they don't kidnap me from the street and take me to police headquarters and torture me. So what are you doing here? Although I took these measures, I was also picked up from the street. I was also followed by the police. And once I was blunt enough to go to the police who followed me, "Sir, what are you following me for? Are you following me for my protection or to inform me?" And he honestly says, "Sir, I don't know. Take it whatever way you want to take it." And I just wrote this little lived detail in the book, and some of my readers thought this was a surrealistic addition.
When you're walking down the streets of a city like that, city that is supposed to be westernized, but there is an Islamic movement underground and also overtly in the political sphere, when you're walking down the street, going in and out of the coffee houses, what are the signs of tension that you see?
I walk in the streets. Actually, people are very lovable. They know that I am, quote, the famous Turkish novelist that came from Istanbul. But the tension starts when you have dinner, lunch, or have a tea and begin to listen to all these rumors why you're there, rumors about you being too Europeanized, rumors about being an atheist. Then you have these bad looks from people who may hate you.
So you have these people who are afraid of you as an outsider. You yourself were born in Turkey. You're a native Turkish speaker. Why would you be seen as an outsider in your own country?
I'm coming from the westernized, richest part of Turkey. With my clothes and with my culture, I am a different sort of person from their point of view by the residents of Kars. 40% of the men there are jobless. Making $300 there is a great thing. Most of the men of the town are depressed, melancholic, angry, furious. Going there and saying happily, "Look, I'm coming from Istanbul and happy, successful author, let's talk about you," by itself carries a sort of an insult. Writing about the most neglected people, the most angry and provincial part of Turkey, of course, raise the issues of representing the poor, representing the most miserable people in the world. The poorer you are, the more religiously obsessed and nationalist you are. These issues also are fueled by the angry, reactionary nationalisms that these parts of the world are facing with.
One of the most wonderful things about this novel is the fact that there is a local newspaper which is printed a day in advance. Tomorrow's paper is printed today.
Well, they used to do that in Istanbul as well till 1980s. Once the society is not free enough, then since news are decided by the state, by the government, you don't care about what's happening, but you care about who's paying you and telling you what to print.
Mr. Pamuk, as you look at the conflict, or whatever you want to call it, between the West and Islam. If you had a chance to print tomorrow's paper, predicting what is going to happen tomorrow, what might you say?
I would probably organize a newspaper with the headlines that East-West conflict was an invented thing. It doesn't exist anymore. That please don't pay attention to this.
You think that the clash between East and West should go away. As you look into the future, though, do you think that that people will actually get beyond that, or they'll continue arguing, as they do in your novel here, about whether or not women should be wearing headscarves?
Look, the clash of between East and West will not go away. There will be a conflict once the Western civilization is making $25,000-$30,000 per capita in a year, and is or 3,000 or even less, say, in China or India. And they're angry, and they know about the wealth and military power of the West, and they are not even represented. Their cultures are looked down upon. They know this. They are trapped. It is very hard to be peaceful, tolerant, and not to fall into traps of religious fundamentalism and nationalism.
Orhan Pamuk is the author of Snow, a novel that's set in eastern Turkey. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
And you can read an excerpt of Orhan Pamuk's Snow at npr.org.